Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast. I'm Dan Maudsley here with 10 minutes of tech so raw that the French and Japanese are currently toe wrestling in the corner to decide whether we should be minced and served with egg a la tartare or wrapped in nori and slathered with wasabi. Yum. Coming up on this week's smorgasbord of treats, Lena and Mina, not us, but the PS3, our scoop on the slim and light new Sony. Yes, there is always one. That's all you'll hear next week when we'll be live at the Mobile World Congress. We'll be previewing that. Please go away. There we go. Nanda, new iPhone and iPod Touch. What does a doubling of memory do for you? We'll also have the latest on record players. Old school, seriously there. And joining me to talk about such old school issues with his glow sticks is T3's own Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Word.
Buzzing.
We on some tech chat tip.
Excellent, excellent. Now, not only are you looking trim today, Duncan.
Thank you.
But so too could the PS3.
Yes, could, will be.
Apparently. A cover story this month. Bit of a scoop, this one?
It is, yeah. Involved a lot of deep throat style investigation, in the Watergate sense, that is.
Yeah, just in case anyone was wondering.
It's going to become slimmer and lighter, as the name cunningly suggests, a la the PSP.
I suppose the question, if you were thinking of buying a PS3, is when?
Wait until this actually happens, which we are assured will be in the next... Well, it was sure to happen before Christmas, but then, of course, that's very easy to say because we're in February. But it's but hopefully in the next sort of 2 to 3 months.
So really, you're that confident it's coming soon?
Yeah, I am.
I mean, that would make me think twice about buying a PS3 now.
Well, yes, possibly. Except, I don't know. I mean, because a lot of people, I suppose, couldn't really care less how slim or light it is. Although there is also talk of a boost in the hard drive for it and various other things as well. And PS3, Sony's kind of second life chat interaction type thing is coming online soon as well. So
nicely described.
That's might be a compelling reason to buy it too.
So what is it? Is this the usual midterm sales kick to move things along, or are we actually going to be seeing any real advances in there?
I think the former, but I think obviously what most people would like to see from the PS3 is a nice chunky price cut rather than a nice unchunky size cut, but. It's if it looks nicer, more people are likely to buy it, I always think. Because people are shallow. I certainly am.
Okay, well, next week, it's the Mobile World Congress. Sounds dull. But actually,
well, it's, say that, Dan.
It's actually so exciting that we've wet up... No, that we are covering this live from Barcelona and London.
Yeah, we are.
Why
this is not the Royal Way, because I'm not, obviously. But some lucky online person, or several, will be there. Why? Because it's everything that's hot in the world of mobiles is there. This is, I'm talking, I looked at their website earlier. I'm talking things like succeeding in a device-centric world, LTE standards.
They're going to be. Miss that. Is that going to be webcast as well, that one? I
wouldn't
want to miss that seminar.
Yeah, and also beating the backhaul challenge, because that one.
I
know the backhaul rankles with a lot of people.
You're not really selling this to me.
There will also be some interesting things.
Yeah. I mean, the rumbles on the online jungle are the new Sony Ericsson G series. That seems to be getting talked about quite a bit.
Is that, yes, G in the hip-hop sense of being bad and completely fugged out?
Or
it's going to have...
compact touch, as Sony Ericsson is.
Oh, is that it?
Sources
oh, okay.
are describing it.
Well, I suppose, yeah, it's difficult to say with Sony Ericsson because their phones overlap so much. Because the new Walkman phone, the 960, has got a touchscreen and is a Walkman phone, but it's also basically a smartphone.
And I guess the whole thing about Sony Ericsson is that the Walkman are the music phones, but they also have cameras.
Yeah, they do.
The CyberShots are the camera phones, but they also do music.
Yeah, exactly. They make very good phones, basically, but I think they have a brand awareness problem in that people go for Nokia for phones that do everything and don't think Sony Ericsson's phones do, but
they
do.
The two that people are talking about in this G series are G900i. Mm. I mean, these are all just rumoured at the moment, but a G900i with Wi-Fi and a 5-megapixel cam, I mean, that's quite a... Nice
yeah, well, that would make sense because that goes head to head with Nokia and Sony Ericsson's cameras are generally.
Although we've already
be better,
seen that, so. You know, in the N95, we're going back 12.
Yeah,
months,
we have,
but that's not touch sensitive, I suppose.
No, that's true. Although having said that, Sony's touchscreens so far have been a tad disappointing.
Hmm.
I mean, they're touchscreens, but who uses them? I mean, everybody uses the little wheel on the side. I don't want to piss on Sony's chips there, but that's,
I think
hopefully, like the new G generation of touchscreens will be more Apple-esque and less sort of poor.
Okay. Anything else on the horizon at the Mobile World Congress?
Well, I think the interesting thing there, actually, apart from beating the backhaul challenge, is going to be the kind of near-field communication stuff, where you wave your phone at various things and things happen, which is a very poor way
Such
of explaining.
As, yeah.
you can basically a very poor way of saying you can use your phone as a travel card,
unlike
as a cash
so,
card
for Londoners, Oyster card, that sort of
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes, and if you're not in London, then
yeah.
the bus that takes
there we
you
go.
To Salford. I mean, that's got in the Far East. That's already quite big, and that obviously makes the prospect of losing your phone more terrifying than ever. But it means you don't have to carry around a wallet anymore, which is good.
Apart from for cash, maybe. Although they're talking about these little cashless payments. You can get some credit card now, can't you?
Yeah, not only are they talking about it, but I am, because I mentioned it about a minute ago. But you, it's
sorry,
like
sorry,
a cash card that you wave at a thing rather than having to insert.
You can do this I'm seeing this in corner shops now in London.
Yeah, yeah. And you can have the same chip that's in that card
in
your phone.
That would be a lot more useful.
So all your money's in your phone.
Okay, I'm liking it. Well, sticking with phones, Apple's been refreshing the iPhone. We had the new tariffs last week. Now a new iPhone altogether and a new Touch, Duncan.
Yeah, it's they're both very good, I think, and they're basically in a way they're what they both should have been in the first place, which is because both the iPhone and the iPod Touch kind of suffered a bit from a lack of memory, and that's been addressed now.
So it's been doubled essentially, hasn't it?
Yeah, doubled. I mean, the price of both is still pretty. It's quite harsh, but I mean, you're looking at £329. Actually, they've gone for quite a simple pricing because it's £329 for both the new 16 gig iPhone and the new 32 gig Touch.
So simplistic, but not actually.
It's pretty expensive.
Not attractive.
The iPod Touch is such a lovely thing, and so is the iPhone. Though I'm sure lots of people will shell out for it. But if you think of the Touch in particular, if you think of it mainly as an MP3 player, £10 per gigabyte is extremely expensive.
I know a lot of people were hoping that, you know, I suppose this was expected. You know, at some point there's going to be a 16 gigabyte model. But that could have been Apple's cue to cut the price of the 8-gigabyte model. Actually, what they've done, they've just brought in a new expensive version. The 8-gigabyte's exactly the same price.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that says, it's not so good for the consumer's point of view, but I suppose that does kind of suggest that Apple feels like it's doing pretty well with the iPhone. If it doesn't feel like it needs to cut prices to keep selling them.
Bit of a killer if you've just bought an 8-gig model.
I know, that's the usual thing. I don't know if there's going to be more like lawsuits in America where they get very shitty about that sort of thing. It's easy to laugh. I mean, obviously, it's a nightmarish pain in the backside if you've just shelled out for something and then something twice as good comes out the next day.
And obviously, we keep bleating on about this, but it's not the update we actually want.
No, still no 3G, but I mean, 16 gigs is a lot more usable, and 32 gig on the iPod Touch, if you think about it, also with all the stuff the iPod Touch does as well, the bits that it now does that the iPhone did from the start, you know, like being able to, having the widgets on it that the iPhone had. It's actually a pretty good PDA, as well as being a very good
MP3 player.
It is
just the iPhone without the phone, which I suppose just makes it an I.
Yeah.
Or something.
Very good.
Okay. Now. No. I haven't just poured milk on my Rice Krispies. That is the sound of lovely, warm analogue. Well, the static bit before you get to the nice, warm analogue at any rate. You've been looking at record players, Duncan, for this month's mag.
I have,
What is it next? Pipe and slipper combos next month?
Yeah, putting the anal into analogue. I've been exhaustively researching for record players. Because actually we've also got a DJing feature this month, and we almost deliberately didn't have any turntables in the DJing feature because you don't really need them. And in fact, they're a hindrance, if anything, because they don't automatically re-speed everything to make beat matching.
Although you do look quite a lot better if you're able to kind of have the, you know, your spinning disc.
Yeah, and you just have to hide behind the screen of your laptop. And looking, I guess. And record players, because they're still coming out. I mean, people. It's almost a cliche to say that vinyl is meant to have died and hasn't, but it clearly hasn't.
What is it that makes these still worthwhile?
They sound better.
They really do. They really
do. Yeah, I mean, you can get bogged. You can have a very, again, putting the anal into analogue, you can have a very long and fruitless conversations about this, but they do have, well, they have a quality to the sound which you can't really quite get from CD. Like maybe you could say that means it's not better, but it's different. And it does tend to be warmer, and you do tend to get more bass, particularly from dance music. And also, obviously, they're much more delightful things to have in your space-age bachelor pad than CD players, by and large, and certainly than, you know, just a laptop.
I have to say, I mean, these four you've got here, they do look pretty decent atop your separates, you know, and if you've gone to the trouble of investing in a decent set of separates, just to finish it off there on the top is a nice turntable.
Yeah.
And on these four, not a wood panel in sight, which I'm actually almost disappointed not to see.
Well, I mean, we could have... there's a lot of very good, more traditional-looking turntables as well. But we went for ones where there's a USB turntable, the one that's advertised in the back of every Sunday supplement ever. interestingly, though, you don't really need a USB turntable because a lot of these record players, several of the ones that we've got in this test, don't actually require a preamp to play through your stereo, which also means you can just plug them directly into the audio in of your laptop or PC.
Okay.
And use a bit of ripping software.
I'm already glazing over. that will end that. But that is just about it, actually. Just time for your one-word reactions to this week's last words.
Oh, good. I love this bit.
So let me shuffle the cards here. Halo trainers. They exist. 100 pairs exclusive.
As master feet, I suppose.
Right. Motorola Z10.
I haven't seen that.
It's
I do apologise.
Featured in this month's magazine. But
which one is it?
It's the very nice new slidey one.
Oh, the one that's banana shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Banana phonic.
Banana phonic. Why didn't I just say a banana phone? Jimmy Savile. Guitar Hero Air Guitar Rocker.
Bitchin.
And toy robots.
Dangerous, frightening. The ones in this month's mag, they can run around, find things using GPS, and then unleash a hail of lead and death at intruders.
Sounds fun.
I think. That's what it said in the caption.
Okay, well, Astrobot here says it's a good moment for you to review the way you go about your daily routines. Call this number now to hear more. we'll leave that bit. That is all we have time for. I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.